From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Henry Epp. The Scott administration will appeal a decision by the federal government to shut down the state-run regional center that oversees EB-5 projects in Vermont. United States Customs and Immigration Services says poor oversight by the Vermont Regional Center is partially responsible for a massive EB-5 scam in the Northeast Kingdom. But Commissioner of Financial Regulation Michael Pichak says the state has since overhauled its oversight apparatus.
And there's really no reason to sort of have the past crimes or the past, you know, issues that have come up reflect poorly today.
Pichak says hundreds of foreign investors could lose their opportunity to receive green cards if the federal government does shut down the regional center. He says the termination of the center could also lead to funding shortages for several ongoing EB-5 projects. Nurses at Vermont's largest medical center and hospital administrators plan to keep negotiating to reach a contract deal and avoid a possible strike. The three-year contract for 1,800 unionized nurses at the UVM Medical Center expired on Monday. Both sides met for several hours yesterday. Medical Center President Eileen Whalen called the discussions productive in a statement. The negotiations are scheduled to resume this afternoon. State utility regulators say if Vermont is going to make headway in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, then it needs to aggressively address fossil fuels used in transportation. So the Public Utility Commission has opened a year-long investigation to identify and eliminate barriers to owning and using electric vehicles. John Cotter, a staff attorney with the Utility Commission, says they'll study issues such as the location and availability of vehicle charging stations. Cotter says the commission will have a detailed report for the legislature by July 1st of next year. The Vermont Health Department says a fourth person has died in connection with last week's heat wave. The department learned on Monday that the death last week was heat-related but did not release any details. Officials are reminding Vermonters during extreme heat to check on older adults, children, and people with mobility issues or chronic illnesses to ensure that they have access to adequate cool shelter and plenty of fluids. And the Vermont State Treasurer's Office says the state has returned more than 17,000 unclaimed assets worth nearly $7 million to their rightful owners. The office says that's a 24% increase in the dollar amount returned over the previous fiscal year. The unclaimed property includes uncashed checks, lost valuables, forgotten security deposits, misplaced insurance policies, and investments. The Eye on the Sky forecast this afternoon: variable clouds, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s north, around 90 south. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.